Well, welcome everyone. Today we're doing the alphabetics of herbs, and we're doing the letter B today. And I have four herbs that we're going to be talking about. This conference call is a free service provided by Sherry Jakes and Joan Kasich and Morgan Jenkins and myself, Jerry Tribble. And we will be going through the whole alphabet each time, talking about a different set of herbs. Sometimes just one herb, sometimes several, that start with that particular letter. And today is the letter B, as I said. And next week, we will be having Sherry Jakes talk about herbs that start with the letter C. So today, I want to start with bee pollen. And bee pollen is such an amazing food. It's not really an herb. It's really a food. And it's one that I have just really recently gotten excited about. Bee pollen is the actual pollen that is fed to the young bees to keep them alive, and it's very rich in protein and in vitamin B12. It contains almost all of the essential nutrients that our body needs. Bee pollen is an amazing food. It's got 30% protein and over 50% carbohydrate, and is used by many people as a source of energy. I've noticed that myself since I've been using it. I do feel like I have more energy. It's used by a lot of athletes too for endurance and stamina. And people can add it to drinks. They can just eat it by itself, take it in pill form, throw it in a smoothie. You could do whatever you want. It's a very easy kind of food to take. And it tastes delicious. It has just a slight sweetness to it. So people who are convalescing could use it as a meal substitute or as a calorie enhancement for their meals. And it's very helpful for people who are assisting someone recovering from a chronic illness, for building new blood, for improving your endurance and vitality, for increasing longevity, and for inhibiting communicable diseases like the common cold and flu, and it's also for reducing cravings and addictions, for regulating intestinal function, and even to help overcome retardation and other developmental problems in children. So bee pollen is so rich in all the 22 amino acids, it actually has the highest amino acid content of any known food. So for this reason, it is used by athletes, as I already said, and it supports the glands and aids the immune system. Bee pollen, I have been using it in my smoothie every morning for breakfast. And as I said, I think it's made a big difference in my energy. You can also use it for allergies, and a lot of people have used it to overcome allergies. You want to start about 6 weeks before pollen season, and start taking small doses of bee pollen and gradually increase. So you may wonder how much is a small dose. Probably about an eighth of a teaspoon if you're starting with fresh bee pollen. And when you're doing it for allergies, you want to use local bee pollen. So try to do a search on the internet or in your phone book. Find a beekeeper who is close by and buy the real thing, the fresh bee pollen, because those are the pollens that are going to help you with fighting allergies in your local area. If you're using it for some of the other purposes, then it doesn't matter. You know, you can buy bee pollen from any other source that's reliable. Nature Sunshine carries it in bulk and also in capsule form. And if you're using it to substitute for snacks or a missed meal, you want to use 15 grams of bee pollen. And you may wonder how much is 15 grams. So I will answer that question. It's approximately an eighth of a cup, which is about 2 tablespoons. So if you are on the go and you don't have time for a meal and you have some bee pollen, you can use those 2 tablespoons to keep your energy up, keep yourself going, and be able to get the protein that you need when you're not able to get a meal. So anyway, that's it for bee pollen, an amazing food. Our next herb that we're going to talk about is burdock. Burdock is one of the primary detoxifying agents in both Western and Chinese herbalism. And burdock is used to treat conditions relating to chronic toxicity because it stimulates the elimination of waste via the colon and the kidneys and the skin. Basically, burdock is a blood purifier. And as a blood purifier, it's working in the liver to help push toxins out and be able to purify the blood. It can help clear up conditions that are like skin eruptive diseases. It works by stimulating the bile production, it strengthens the liver, and improves the lymphatic and the kidney function. For skin conditions and general liver issues, you generally take 1 to 2 capsules up to 3 times daily with water. This can be very good for chronic and acute skin conditions like boils, bruises, canker sores, chicken pox, measles, herpes, eczema, psoriasis, poison ivy, things like that that are eruptive skin conditions. It works best when you use it internally and topically. To use it topically, you want to make a poultice out of it and empty the capsules and make a paste with aloe vera gel, or if you have some other type of cream or oil that you like, and then apply it to the sore. And you can also, it can also be made into a decoction, and applied topically to reduce itching for rashes. So burdock also has antibacterial activity, and that's believed to be due to the presence of a certain lactone. And it has been found beneficial for treating urinary tract infections, too. It contains the flavonoid arctin, which is responsible for the herb's antispasmodic effects. According to a recent study published in Diabetes Research, an extract of burdock provides a hypoglycemic effect, thus lowering your blood sugar levels. Clinical studies also have shown that burdock improves liver and gallbladder function, perhaps due to the content of bitter glycosides that are in it. The Chinese use burdock for food. The herb contains volatile oils that promote profuse sweating and increase your urine flow. These two reactions help the body to eliminate toxins, which according to Chinese herbology, calms down the excess nervous energy. Even in the dried form, burdock is still an excellent detoxifier. So, in Nature Sunshine, we have 6 different formulas that contain burdock: BPX, ET, I-X, Joint Support, PBS, which stands for Pancreas Blood Sugar, and Red Clover Blend. So all of those combinations have burdock in them. Our next herb is Black Cohosh. Black Cohosh is a really popular herb for women, but it also has several other benefits. Black cohosh has a long history of use among Native Americans. The root was made into a poultice and placed on poisonous snake bites, perhaps explaining why this common herb's name is black snake root. Other external uses include the healing of puncture wounds and sores. Black cohosh root was used internally in a liquid form to help with chest problems, cough, and diarrhea, and irregular menstruation. We probably most widely know the use of black cohosh for female reproductive problems, like amenorrhea, dysmenorrhea, that's people that have no periods or have very heavy periods, and menopausal symptoms such as debility, depression, and hot flashes, and also for a difficult pregnancy or childbirth. You don't want to use it during pregnancy, but you can use it for childbirth when in the delivery process. Black cohosh is often used to help stimulate uterine contractions during the childbirth process. The estrogenic effects of black cohosh on the body have been confirmed in research that's been published by the Journal of American Pharmaceutical Association. And so as far as the estrogenic effect of black cohosh, it doesn't actually contain any of the estrogens produced in the human body. Instead, it contains isoflavones, Those are compounds that mimic the body's estrogen, but in a very weak fashion. It's been long used to regulate the female cycle and help the body adjust during menopause. Just 1 to 2 capsules per day or less for this purpose might do the trick. Black cohosh works when you're using it consistently over a period of time. And there are other uses for black cohosh, but I'm just not going to go into any of the other ones right now because those are the primary ways that we use it. Our next herb, our last one, is black walnut. Black walnut is actually the fruit of the black walnut tree, and it's called a fruit, not nut, as some surmise from the name. The outer rind of the fruit contains black-colored tannins that are astringent, helping to tone and heal inflamed or damaged tissues when you apply them topically or when taken internally. Internally, it's useful for treating anemia and chronic diarrhea. Black walnut's astringent properties are also very beneficial for treating hemorrhoids. The active constituents in black walnut are tannins and a quinone compound called juglone that's responsible for the herb's antiparasitic and worm-killing properties. Black walnut has been used to expel a variety of intestinal parasites, worms, and yeast, and it has been shown to kill ringworm. And Chinese herbalists use this herb to kill tapeworm with very much success. Black walnut internally will get rid of amoebas, protozoa, pinworms, and fungus. It acts as a blood purifier for skin eruptive diseases, and you can take 1 to 2 capsules 2 to 3 times a day for fungus, for parasites, and as a blood purifier. It actually helps to oxygenate the blood. Extracts or tinctures can be applied topically to canker sores, cold sores, fungus infections, athlete's foot, cradle cap, dandruff, eczema, herpes, impetigo, and poison ivy. The other amazing property about black walnut is that it contains iodine, and iodine helps feed the thyroid gland. So black walnut powder combined with white oak bark makes an excellent tooth powder, too, for bleeding gums. Nature Sunshine has black walnut in the thyroid formula that's called Thyroid Activator, and it's combined with other herbs that are also rich in iodine. And black walnut is also in the Tiaohe Cleanse, which is a popular cleansing product that Nature Sunshine has. And black walnut, as I said, is helping to clear the body of toxins, but it's also its anti-parasite activity makes it very good to incorporate in a cleanse. So I am going to stop right now. Those are all of the properties very quickly in a nutshell of those 4 herbs. And I'm going to take you off of lecture mode so that you can ask questions now. Just hit *6 if you'd like to ask a question about any of these 4 herbs.
Hello, Jerry.
Yes?
I just want to say that was absolutely fantastic. I learned some great things. I also wanted to mention that you can give black walnut to both cats and dogs. There are different dosing methods for animals based on weight. And the same property that kills the parasites and the worms is actually what can also kill horses. So you would never want to give black walnut to a horse with parasites, but you can give it to cats and dogs safely.
Do you know why that is, that you can't give it to horses?
It'll kill them.
Oh, really?
The tannins or the, what's the other active ingredient? The quinones or something like that?
Yeah, the quinone, the juglone.
Yeah. That's what will kill the horse.
That's great information. I did not know that. Fortunately, I've never tried giving black walnut to a horse, so,
Well, you can give it to dogs successfully as a preventative for heartworm and a number of other different parasites that they can get.
Okay. Great information. Thank you. Would you recommend using the liquid black walnut for animals?
Yes. I would recommend using the liquid black walnut because it can actually Nature Sunshine has it organized very well so that you can determine exactly how much you're giving your animal, and it's a certain amount per 10 pounds of an animal. I'll have to look up the exact formula, but I mean it's pretty specific and it's pretty easy to follow.
That's great. That might be something that we could ask at the new Nature Sunshine forum that they have.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about that. I was planning on putting it up there. Also, I'll be the one talking next on Tuesday about Cascara Sagrada.
Okay. So the only herb that you will be touching base on is Cascara.
Yeah, and I'll basically talk about all the different herbs that the Cascara is in. So.
Okay. Super.
Yeah.
All right. So that'll be next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Hi, Jeff.
Well, great. Are there any other questions today? All right. Well, thank you so much Sherry, do you have a question?
No. I was just going to say, Thursday, 12 noon, I will be doing Dandelion and Damiana.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Thursday next week, that'll be the 29th, it'll be Damiana and Dandelion.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much for participating in the call today and for listening. If you have any questions, you can call Sherry Jakes or Morgan Jenkins or Joan Kasich or myself, Jerry Tribble, or contact us by email. Thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.